Hello. My name is Caroline Smith, and this is a podcast that I'm doing. I've never done a podcast before, but this is most definitely a product of boredom, because I should be a sophomore in college right now, but I took off the semester because I kind of had an identity crisis and a mental breakdown. So that's why I'm doing this podcast, because I desperately need something to do. But before I get into all that, I just want to paint the picture of my setup right now. I'm currently sitting in my bedroom closet. I'm holding a Blue Snowball microphone, and it is connected to a British laptop. And the British laptop I got from my mom's British boyfriend. His name is Nigel, and he brought over this laptop from Manchester, and he gave it to me before I went to college because it has a ton of storage. But I think it's so funny that I have a British laptop. It literally has the pound sign on it and everything. But he didn't lie. It does have really good storage, so I'm grateful to Nigel. If he's listening to this, thank you, Nigel. Which she probably won't be. I don't even know where I'm going to post this. Like, I have no clue how to do a podcast. So, we'll see how this goes. But what I wanted to talk about is the identity crisis that I've been having. And I don't know if anyone will listen to this, but if they do, I hope some people can relate. Because I've been going through it, you guys. So basically, let me start from the beginning. I went to high school, well, I was partially homeschooled, okay, for like sophomore through senior year. I was like online school. And I also went to an art school just for the arts, for musical theater. And I wouldn't take like actual classes there, I would just take musical theater classes in the afternoon. So I would do online classes and then do that. So that's what started my, like, theater journey. Well, actually, I started just at a local theater, but the local theater led me to going to this art school. And when I was younger, I never really had any passion. I just knew that I wanted to, like, do something, like, performance, something like that. But I never really was brave enough when I was little. But when I was 14, I decided that I wanted to do theater. And I thought it'd be fun, so my mom signed me up at this local theater, and that's how I ended up at the art school. So I, like, really loved musical theater, and for some reason, at the end of my senior year, I just kind of lost all passion for that. And I think it was the art school that led me to lose passion, because it was just, like, you love something, and then when you start taking classes and people are really serious about it, you can tend to not really like it anymore. And that's what happened to me. I didn't like it anymore. I didn't like how serious it was taken. And the thought of like going to New York and doing auditions and stuff was terrifying to me. And that's something I still would never want to do. So yeah, at the end of my senior year, I found this college in Chicago. And I was like, I want to go here, and I want to go here for music. Like, I want to be a singer. I don't want to do theater anymore. I'm going to be different. I'm going to be a singer. So I packed up and moved to Chicago in 2019. And I most definitely was not ready to do that. I didn't prepare myself mentally at all. So when I got there, that was kind of when my meltdown kind of started, or my mental breakdown kind of started. I've always been really closed off with my emotions, but I couldn't hold them in this moment. And when my mom dropped me off, I lost it, and I cried so much because I was so upset, and I was not ready to be in Chicago. Mind you, I grew up in Mississippi, so I moved from Mississippi to Chicago, Illinois. Just like that. And I had only been to Chicago once, and that was for the orientation. So that was crazy. I was not ready for that. And I cried for a full week in the shower after my mom left. And then, of course, because I tend to bottle up my emotions, I eventually got over it, and I just held all my emotions in, and, you know, I was okay. I didn't make a bunch of friends. I made a few friends, and they're still my really close friends. But, so, about a month into my freshman year of college, I started smoking devil's lettuce. And that's kind of what led me to the point that I'm at right now. And basically what happened was I started smoking. I was a total stoner my freshman year, the whole year. And I loved it. I really did love it. I never had any problems. It never made me anxious. It always like relieved my anxiety, actually. So I really enjoyed it. But we had to leave school early, of course, because of Miss Rona. So in March, I had to pack up and leave. And that was really stressful for me as well, because I had kind of a traumatic, leaving was kind of traumatic for me because the whole airport closed while I was on the plane to go home. So I had to quickly like go to a different airport with my two big ass suitcases in the train. And that was simply awful. I hated every second. I did cry on the CTA, on the Chicago Transit. I was crying, which is not a good look, because you don't want to be crying, because on the CTA, you're kind of vulnerable, and if you're crying, then you kind of look weak, and people could steal from you or something, because you're vulnerable. Luckily, that didn't happen, but still, it was stressful, because I thought it might. But anyway, all of that happened. I got home eventually. And when I got home, I was like, naturally, I wanted to smoke some more because I was still in stoner mode. And that was fine. I was like smoking alone in quarantine or whatever, like on my front porch at my house. And then one day, a couple months into quarantine, I think it was in like June or July, I smoked. And then all of a sudden, I started to feel really weird, a way that I've never felt before. And now I know that that was the beginning stages of a full-blown panic attack. I had an awful panic attack that night. And I'm telling you, I've never had a panic attack in my entire life. So that was like unbelievable for me. I'd never experienced anything like that. I felt completely out of my body. If you've ever had an out-of-body experience, like looking in the mirror, that's how I felt. And it was awful. And the next day after that panic attack, I like felt really weird, and I continued to feel weird for a while, but the feeling started to fade a little bit after a while. But then just about a month ago, they came back, and they came back hard, and I stopped smoking after that happened. So I don't know what caused this, but I have a feeling that the weed was just what it stemmed from, but I think the root of the problem was my emotional detachment from everything. So yeah, about a month ago, I started to have awful panic attacks, multiple a day sometimes. I was crying all the time, and mind you, I've never really cried. Like I said, I bottle my emotions up. I don't cry that often. So me crying every single day was just so unreal. I felt like I wasn't myself. That's what made the out-of-body experience even worse, is that I was crying so much and I'm not used to that. So that made me feel like I was even more out of my body. So that happened. And now I'm here. And I haven't had a panic attack in a couple weeks, but I still do feel weird sometimes. So I wanted to make a podcast just to kind of cope with this little breakdown that I've been having. And I ended up taking a semester off because of all this. I was not in the right mental state to go back to Chicago. Not at all. So yeah, now I'm taking a little break, and I'm kind of getting back in the hang of things, in the swing of things, you could say. But yeah, I kind of lost all passion my freshman year of college and my senior year of high school. I had no clue what I want to do with my life, and I didn't want to do music, I didn't want to do theater, and now I'm just kind of confused, and I'm trying to figure it out. And I think not knowing what I want to do with my life and never really feeling like true emotion in my entire life, just I couldn't take it anymore. My mind could not take that anymore. So I had a little breakdown. And I think it was the universe's way of like forcing me to feel and forcing me to figure things out. Because I was kind of just like in a limbo my whole life. Like I was just doing whatever people wanted me to do, which is never a good way to live, not at all. So I think this was the universe trying to tell me that that needs to stop. Enough is enough. So yeah, that's what's been happening to me. And my mom has been on me. She's like, you need to do something. You need to, like, even if you don't know what you want to do for the rest of your life, just pick something and do it. So that's what I'm doing today. I decided to do this little podcast. I got this blue snowball microphone from Target. I ordered it for $50. And now I'm here. And maybe that was an overshare. I just realized I've been talking for 10 minutes. Wow. That was just full on venting, you guys. But I needed to tell the story of what's been happening to me. Because all my friends are at college. My mom has heard about it. And I don't want to burden her with, like, every single day going and talking to her about how I feel. Because she has work and stuff. So I'm kind of just sitting here alone all day with my dog, Frankie. And sitting here alone, having nothing to do, I don't have a job, just is making my mental state even worse, I think. Of course, I mean, it would. When you don't do anything, you have a lot of time to just sit there and be with your thoughts. And your thoughts can really spiral. Like, your mind is a really powerful thing. It's kind of crazy how you can start with one thought and it can lead you to thinking about crazy stuff. To me having, like, a full-blown panic attack. And I just started with, like, what if I'm not good enough? And then that just leads me to panic completely. Which is like, what? How did I even have that thought in the first place? So, yeah. Now that I'm on here, I'm so glad that I'm doing this because it's making me feel a lot better to talk about it. And hopefully someone listens to this and can relate and finds a little bit of comfort knowing that somebody else is going through this. Because I feel like for a lot of teenagers, you're expected to know what you want to do. Whether you go to college or not, you're expected to have a plan always. And, you know, I had a plan. I went to college, but I didn't know what I wanted to do at all. And I was kind of just doing what people wanted me to do, like I said. So, yeah, now I'm being forced to take a break. And I really think that that is the universe's doing. Now I'm being forced to just stop and sit with myself and not be distracted by anything, not have any classes, just sit with myself and my thoughts. And honestly, I think that's a good thing at the end of the day. You can literally hear the British laptop. It's like, I'm doing too much to it. I have like Audacity running right now. I don't think it's used to this amount of storage. But anyway, yeah. That's pretty much what I wanted to talk about mainly. I just wanted to get that out there. I wanted to let go of that because I feel like I've been holding that in. I've been holding in all my thoughts, and enough is enough. I don't need to do that anymore. Obviously, that has not worked out well for me. So I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna stop doing that, and I'm gonna make podcasts. I guess I can like post it to Spotify or something. I don't know. But let's see, is there anything else I can talk about? No, you know what? I think I'm gonna do another one, and I'm not gonna talk about all this deep stuff. I think I'm gonna make another podcast about just like little stuff, little fun stuff that's been happening to me. So yeah, I guess this is the end of it. This has been about 15 minutes. I probably like won't really edit this at all because I don't really know how to, and I don't feel like making an intro or an outro or anything like that. And I don't need to because it's not like I have sponsorships or anything. So yeah, I guess I'll just post it as is. So, yeah, thanks for listening, if anyone did. This has been very therapeutic for me, very thought-provoking, And I'm gonna go. And I'll be back, because this is really fun. So, goodbye!